Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Noong Pebrero, ang mga kaso ng COVID-19 Omicron variant sa Australia ay pumalo sa pinakamataas na bilang. Mahigit isa't kalahating milyong katao ang nahawaan at milyon ang pumila sa mga testing site. Ngunit sa pinakahuling survey sa mga blood donors, napag-alamang ang totoong antas ng impeksyon ay mas marami pa kaysa sa mga naitala. Ayon kay Professor John Calder ng Kirby Institute, ang totoong bilang ay doble sa orihinal na nai-record.
So we did the survey of blood donors at the end of February this year. And at that point, there had been over a million recorded cases of COVID, which represents a percentage of the Australian population that was substantial. But we found out that through this survey that at least twice as many people had probably been infected.
5,000 samples mula sa mga nag-donate ng dugo ang pinag-aralan kung saan hinanap ang mga antibodies na espesipiko sa impeksyon at hindi sa bakuna. Lumabas na noong katapusan ng Pebrero, aabot sa 17% ng populasyon ang nahawaan. Sa mga edad naman na mas nakababata, ang bilang ay sumipa sa 27%.
The people in the younger age groups, the young adults, because these are all blood donors, so have to be over 18, but those who are in their 20s or 30s had much, much higher infection rates than people who are in their 50s, 60s or 70s. And that was consistent with the patterns that we've seen in reported cases.
Ang pinakamataas na proportion ng antibodies ay natagpuan sa Queensland, na sinundan naman ng Victoria at New South Wales, habang sa Western Australia ang pinakamababa. Ipinaliwanag ni Professor Christine McCarthy mula sa National Center for Immunization Research and Surveillance ang dahilan nito.
That's for a few reasons. Not everyone goes and gets tested when they're unwell. Sometimes testing has been challenging to access. And as you mentioned, some people will be asymptomatic. So up to 30-40% of people are asymptomatic. Particularly, there'll be milder illness if you are vaccinated.
Ayon sa mga eksperto, ang lawak na inabot ng impeksyon sa komunidad ay tila hindi talaga malalaman dahil hindi maliwanag kung gaano katagal nananatili ang mga antibodies sa katawan. Hindi rin lahat ay nakukuha sa test na isinasagawa. Bagaman nasasanay na ang ating mga katawan sa mga regular na impeksyon, ayon kay Dr. Chris Moy ng Australian Medical Association, mahalaga pa din ang magpa-test.
What we don't want is too many people infected at the same time and for people to unknowingly spread it to other people. So at the moment, there still is a reason because our issue is that we are still having about 3,000 people in hospital at any one time across Australia. So it's putting an enormous pressure on the health system at the moment. So really, the slowing it down so people who are positive know they're positive, do the right thing, don't spread around too quickly, also that their contacts can respond appropriately.
Samantala, isang grupo ng mananaliksik mula sa Queensland Health and QIMR, Burger 4, ang inaalam kung bakit iba-iba ang immune response ng mga tao sa bakuna kontra COVID-19 at maging sa mismong virus. Isa si Professor Janet Davis sa mga ekspertong nagsasagawa ng pag-aaral sa nasabing estado.
We're not sequencing the whole of a person's genome. Where, if you like, taking small samples of their genome, that allows us to look at the immune response genes and factors that regulate how the immune system can respond, and in particular, how antigens and infectious agents that we come across in our life are sampled, if you like, and presented to the immune system. To respond. So we will be doing that because it is a major determinant of how our immune system functions.
Hinihikayat ang mga mamamayan na may bakuna o booster sa nakalipas na 3 buwan na magparehistro sa COVAX study. Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni Tina Quinn at Kat Landers para sa SBS News, isinalin sa ating wika para sa SBS Filipino.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.